Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It's so funny.
I never know if you're going to pause or not.
I never know if you're going to do it or not. Maybe we should work that out before the show. Anyway, listen, another beautiful week here in the FLA. We're starting to creep out of spring and into summer. I said last week that we were 2 days away from summer. And I don't know, it was in the 90s pretty much all week. But the humidity has not really crept in that much yet. It's still kind of dry, but still 90. I mean,
soon.
Hot. Oh, yeah. Soon. It's like next week. Next week for sure. It's going to be 90 plus and 100% humidity. So it's going to be gross here soon, folks. Let's see. I want to give a special birthday shout out to our sweet baby Millie. That girl is 6 years old today.
It's crazy. Yeah,
six crazy. Years old today. Sweet baby Millie. Some of you who listen to the show, when I say sweet baby Millie, you will know who we're talking about. Otherwise, you don't. It's our granddaughter. Sweet baby Millie is our now 6 year old granddaughter. 6 years old today. Let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete online or on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. So that's that. In the studio, we've got the usual suspects. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie, across there on the ones and twos.
Yes.
Next to her, to her right and across the table from me, is our boy, Ty Ginn.
Hello.
Showing me all of his non-existent armpit hair in his sleeveless shirt.
I got it from you, bub.
I don't have a lot of armpit hair, man. What can I say? I'm not like my buddy, Paul. I mean, he's smuggling afros under there.
Don King in a headlock.
King in a headlock. Sorry, Paul. Anyway, so that's who is in the studio with me this evening. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening. A lot of stuff. Obviously, look, we're not going to be able to get away with not saying anything political, but we decided a couple of weeks ago that if we do mention it, we're going to try to mention it as lightheartedly as we can. We're not going into some big panic about it. We're
we can't swear.
That's a good point, Ty. Mostly because we can't swear. That's a very good point.
I can't really tell you how I really feel.
Right, yeah. But anyway, some of the things we're going to talk about this evening might get you to thinking, hey, maybe I should give them my 2 cents worth. Well, guess what? You can. The number to call would be 727-804-5891. Call that number and you can give us your 2 cents worth. That number again, 727-804-5891. Now, the beauty about that number is if you want to give us your 2 cents worth and you don't want to have your voice on the radio, well, you can text that number and we will respond to you directly.
Maybe. Yes.
That number one more time, 727-804-5891. One, flipping the page. Here we go.
If you're not a douche kibble.
The page.
Yeah, if you're not a douche kibble. Right. So back to our granddaughter, Millie. Steph and I went up. I got off work early today. And Steph and I went up to this place in Clearwater called Celebration Station. And they got the go-karts. They got the bumper boats. They got inside. They got laser tag. They got all kinds of video games.
Air hockey.
Air hockey.
I haven't been there in forever.
And yeah, they got putt-putt golf. I'd never been there. I've driven past it 1,000 times, but never been there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that she thought it was, like, unbelievable.
The go-karts are cool.
Well, here's the story. So we get there, and they were already there. Millie and her crew were already there. So Mom and I go in, and they're playing some video games or whatever they're doing, trying to get tickets for the prizes, you know, that kind of thing. It's that kind of setup. And anyway, so we do some of that. And then we go outside because now she wants to do the outside stuff, which is the bumper boats. So they do the bumper boats first, which is kind of boring.
it was just Hannah and Millie in one boat.
Hannah and Millie and then...
And Grammy, yeah. Marianne in the other boat.
In the other boat. So there were only two boats in there. I mean, there could have been 10, 12 boats out there, just two boats. And it was just like, okay.
She had fun, though.
It's too hot to stand here in the sun and watch this. So anyway, after that, they decided they want to do the go-karts. Well, I decided I'm not going to do the go-karts. Gigi said she's not going to do the go-karts.
I'm not doing go-karts.
But everybody else did the go-karts.
I love the go-karts.
Yeah, right? And it's pretty good. They got a pretty good track there, and they're fast go-karts. Anyway, Hannah and Millie share a go-kart, the two-seater. And they get all strapped in, and Hannah and Millie are first in line. There's two side by side lines, and Hannah and Millie are right at the starting line, you know. And they give the go, and Hannah nails it. And Hannah has never in her life not just nailed it.
That's what she does.
She was weaving in and out of people.
She was driving like a
maniac.
It was unbelievable. And every time they came,
it's so funny.
Millie is hanging up for dear life, screaming.
Just screaming.
And Hannah acts like she can't hear nothing, man. She's just whipping it around the corner.
Hannah's got
she's
this.
She's getting sideways up the berm. I mean, she's laying. You can hear Millie screaming the entire course.
Did she have a good time?
Oh, my God. I couldn't tell if she was loving it or hating it.
She'll never be in a car again.
Well, she probably won't ever drive one.
The ride ended, and Millie got off, and she looked like she needed a drink.
I mean, she was shook.
And Hannah was like, you see me? I pretty much led the whole way.
And I lapped everybody.
Yeah, she did. She lapped everybody with the screaming baby next to her the whole way.
That track is crazy because they don't do helmets on that one.
No, man, and they're pretty fast.
They're
super
fast.
I've been spun out on that one a couple times.
The kid did a spin out right next to us, and you know, and then here comes you know, Hannah and Millie, and we're not stopping for this asshole. We're going right around him. You know? And Millie's wow.
Hannah didn't even slow down. No. Pedal to the metal.
Yeah, Michael and I have been out there a couple times, and we were out there for blood.
Yeah, well, that's
where Hannah was today. Like, and it was a full, I mean, how many cars were there?
Right, 10, 12 at least.
At least. Yeah. You know, there were
it was a full
four
track,
or five double cars with kids.
Yeah, it was the best thing I saw all day. And it was that was the most entertaining thing I saw.
Every time they came around,
oh my God,
I laughed so hard.
Me too.
I snorted.
Yeah.
I was just like,
just the look on
Millie's face. And hanging out, just screaming.
Hannah's going around the corner so fast that Millie's basically hanging out of the car.
She's she throw up or anything?
That's what I thought. Because Millie gets car sick, so she wears those special car sick goggles.
Right.
And I was like, I said to Steph before it started, I said, oh, my God. She doesn't have her goggles on.
She doesn't have her goggles. I thought for
Hannah
sure.
Hannah might get a lap full, but I think that's why Hannah was going so fast. The puke would have gone on the track. She had it so Millie was hanging out of the car.
Spin out the guy behind him.
it was funny. Very funny. Then after that, we went and played putt-putt golf. And, of course, Millie has her own way of playing. We had two teams of four. And we split up, and then about halfway through, Millie said, oh, I don't want to play with them anymore, and she came over and joined our group.
Well, and we were on two different courses, and we couldn't see each other.
Right, until we got to one point, and then we sort of crossed paths.
And she saw us, and then she joined.
Runs across the barriers, through, hey, Gigi Pops.
She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care. All up where the lights are and the bushes and stuff. She's coming across.
Trying to hit people with the club.
Yeah, she plays.
And joined the grandparents on the EGA tour.
She plays her own different style of putt-putt. She plays it more like field hockey.
Yeah. So it's a little more like field hockey.
She's running down the. Yeah. And then she's got to chase your ball when you putt. And it's a whole thing.
It's a thing.
It's a whole thing.
She's a mess.
It's like having a little schnauzer with you.
Oh, but let me tell you, when she played air hockey with Grammy.
She was good.
She was good.
She won.
She kept scoring.
Good
on
reflexes
Grammy.
And good power. She was good.
Oh, she's thick.
She's sturdily built.
She's going to do sports.
Mm. She is going to do sports.
Yep.
Field hockey might be her game.
Or wrestling.
I'm telling you.
Or wrestling.
The golf. The golf is a little too...
Not auto racing.
But field hockey?
Yeah.
She's in it to win it.
Yeah. Anyway, so happy birthday, Millie. Big six.
Big six. Yep. Hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. So Steph started the week with a run-in with a giant snake on our front porch.
Look, since you said that, every morning I open the door and I'm looking around.
Is it still dark when you leave for work?
Yeah, it's still pretty dark.
I'm putting a light out there this weekend. Putting a light.
Good plan.
Yeah. It's.
It didn't seem to care that it was broad daylight.
Yeah, well,
just FYI.
Yeah, but you're not walking out there when it's pitch black out there. It's like
could be anywhere.
Yeah, but Steph is claiming that this monster serpent was every bit of 6 feet long. And
yes,
about,
it was.
With a girth of about 3.5-4 inches. So I'm thinking like python.
Yeah, it's a python.
That's a python. She called me at work and she was pretty shook. Yeah, she was like, listen, when you come home, don't leave the front door open. I had this situation with
the snake.
I think
we need a gun.
Yeah. And then what's silly is that the whole day before, we had that front door open all day long.
How does that make you feel?
Right. That could have been in the house.
Probably came in, looked it over.
We would have had to burn the house down.
He's probably been living in the music room, and because we had those doors open and the front door, that's how he got on the porch, finally. Anyway. He's been in there, drinking scotch in the bar.
We're better about snakes than we were when we first moved down here about 28 years ago.
Oh, I'm better, but I'm not this good.
If I see him from a distance, I'm cool with them. But when you're right up on them, it's a whole different thing.
They're all right on TV.
Yeah, right. I don't think they're all right anyway. I mean, it's like, come on, let's just get rid of them.
Yeah, it was traumatic.
Trump's signing all these executive orders. Let's do something about this.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was well fed.
Wasn't it St. Patrick that got rid of all the snakes in Ireland?
Yeah.
Let's do the St. Patrick executive order. Let's just get rid of all the snakes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Terrifying, though. Absolutely terrifying.
Yep. So, let's see. Pope Francis passed away on Easter or the morning thereafter. He was 88. Pope Francis was considered a progressive pope, kind of a live and let live kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's a lot of people loved him for that, but a lot of people sort of weren't so crazy about that.
That's why J.D. Vance took him out.
J.D. Vance gave him the Vulcan squeeze on his shoulder, and that was it for Pope Francis. One of the things that I found interesting, and it was yesterday, and I saw this thing called the Pope Hammer. Are you familiar with the Pope Hammer? I was like, what?
I like that it's got the spike end.
Well, the thing is, I Googled it. I was like, come on, this can't be real. And so you Google Pope Hammer, and there's a couple of sites that say, oh, this is a myth. It's not. It doesn't exist. But then there's four or five other sites that actually show a picture of it, and it's gilded with stones on it. I mean, it looks like it would be used to tap the Pope. You know, if you're not going to use it to tap the Pope, what the hell else are you going to use it for? I mean, this is a pretty hammer.
Tap the Pope.
Pope Hammer. I'd go see Pope Hammer.
So anyway, as the story goes, what you're supposed to do once the Pope passes away, to verify his passing, you're supposed to take the Pope Hammer and tap him gently three times on the head to see if he is in fact gone.
Two with the flat, one with the pointy one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is
not playing.
Yeah. With the one with the flat end, one with the claw end. This thing looks like a pickaxe. You know, it's something you go mountain climbing with, but it's all gilded. Well, it's gold, and it looks like it came out of the Vatican. It looks like he should be walking around with it, you know?
He probably keeps that thing on him.
Yeah, so it looks like it. Remember how he used to always scare us with this hammer? Now it's time. We're going to see if he's actually gone. The Pope Hammer. So when do you think we'll see a new Pope? When will we see the white smoke?
The whole thing is so Willy Wonka.
I think they have like a 20 days or something like that. One of the things I found interesting is one of the front runners is a cardinal from the Philippines. Will we see our first Filipino Pope?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I thought that I had heard that there was actually a black cardinal that was in the running, but then when I saw the list of the front runners, I didn't see him in there. But doesn't that just figure? Mm-hmm. Leave him off the list.
Well, one of the movies.
Keeping a brother down.
Keeping a brother down.
And
can't even be the Pope in this town.
We saw it whenever it came out, but I'm going to look for it on TV, The Conclave.
Oh, yeah. It's on, I think it's on Prime.
It's supposed to be good.
That, you know,
it's got great actors in it.
Well, and it's a movie, you know, it's a Hollywood production. Mm-hmm. So, you know, is it this dramatic behind the scenes or not? But at least it's educational in.
Well, the Catholics are serious about this, man.
All of this. You know, how the whole process goes down.
They don't dress like wizards for nothing.
Right.
They're into it.
I mean, there's probably still a million people outside the Vatican right now waiting for that puff of smoke, you know?
They're not waiting yet.
It's all very Willy Wonka.
They haven't. I don't think they've even started.
Who's
going to
get the golden ticket
yet?
Yeah. Anyway, I heard they had like 20 days. But, I mean, like the next day. They had him like laying in state in like a clear casket or something.
It was just open.
It was just, I heard it was clear. So these are probably the same people I got the Pope Hammer from.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who really knows what's going on over there?
It's all a secret.
I love the Pope Hammer thing, though.
Yeah, that's great.
That's fantastic. If that's true, that's.
Do you think they have Oompa Loompas?
They might.
Well, I mean. You saw the Pope, right? He was like the king of the Oompa Loompas.
All right.
He looked like the guy from Game of Thrones.
So are those dark clouds forming outside the window? Yeah. are those lightning? We're about to get struck down.
Sorry, Jesus.
So Dad's birthday and Father's Day are coming.
Yeah.
I think he needs a Pop's Hammer.
I want a Pop's Hammer.
I'll see what I can do.
If the Pope can have a Pope Hammer,
it's got to be gilded.
It's got to
be gilded
hammer.
And really cool looking. It's going to be tapping me lightly on the forehead. I want it to be a nice looking hammer. Nothing from, you know, Ace Hardware. I want something nice.
No Harbor Freight.
No.
Mm-mm.
You go to like REI or something like that and get me a good pickaxe and dial it up a little bit. Make it fancy.
Some gold spray paint.
Yeah.
Gold spray paint. Get out my glue gun. And
go to Michael's and get some of those fake gems to
bedazzle it.
Bedazzle it. Right.
It'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm. The dad hammer.
Yeah, no, I'm when Dad was talking about the dark clouds, and it, you know our president is attending this funeral. And,
oh, is he?
Mm-hmm. You know, if he walks into Vatican City and gets struck by lightning, here's your sign. Well,
let us pray.
Is J.D. Vance going
to
be there?
He's the one that killed him.
Well,
he can't return to the scene of the crime.
You know, haven't heard from, killers like
hadn't heard from him since.
Work.
He's in hiding.
You think he took a trophy?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He's probably one that dropped off the Pope hammer. Just to be sure, fellas.
I brought my own.
Mm-hmm. Tap him with this.
So, hey, remember last week when we said that the band The Who, fired their drummer, Zach Starkey, after 29 years.
Oh, yeah, the young guy.
For overplaying. Yeah. Well, I just heard yesterday that he's back in. They apparently
worked
things out.
Their differences. Yeah.
Rock and roll drama.
Mm-hmm. So what they did instead is they brought Zach back in, but they got rid of Roger Daltrey. Zach was overplaying, and now Roger Daltrey can't hit those notes like he used to. So you're out, Roger.
Well, he wanted to keep playing those acoustic songs, and we don't need them.
No. Mm-mm.
So it's never a good sign when he takes out the acoustic guitar.
No, Zach Starkey, if you don't know, is the 61-year-old son of Ringo Starr. And last week we said that he was fired from The Who for overplaying, and this week he's back in. Back in there, folks.
He's like, somebody's got to fill your Alzheimer's gaps.
That was my drum roll.
It's very good.
Let's see. Tuesday was Earth Day. A poll showed that most Americans have some level of eco-guilt.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you should.
I should?
Everyone should.
Well, I think everyone should. I mean, are you a litterer? I am not a litterer.
Not a litterer.
Do you not recycle? We recycle. So we're good on those 2 points. Do you pour your used engine oil down the drain?
No.
Not recently.
Now, I don't know what they do at the shop where I go. But I assume.
Do you have trash bonfires in your backyard?
No.
No, I do that in the neighbor's yard.
Do you pee in the Gulf of Mexico?
No.
No. Well, yes.
I mean, I haven't been in the water in a while.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't go in the water anymore. Yeah. When I went in the water, yes, absolutely.
I will stand ankle deep and pee. It's a show.
I will park by the bathroom. Thank you very much.
What's the saying? It's better to pee in the pool than pee into the pool.
Right.
Yeah, so you're peeing into the Gulf of Mexico.
Of Mexico.
It's a little off-putting.
Right.
Into.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, this says that most Americans have some level of eco-guilt, and I guess we all should, and that's probably what keeps us on the straight and narrow for the most part. You know?
For now.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things that we can do. But if we go by some just regular things on a daily basis, then we can keep it fairly straight. But there's other people. I mean, there's the people that you see rolling down the road and just throwing their trash right out the window. Blows my mind.
Right. Yep.
All those people need to be deported.
Yeah. Okay.
Deported. Let's get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Go litter somewhere else.
Yep. Here, I'm a big fan of this. Yesterday was National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
What?
Oh,
who
knew? National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I didn't know that was a holiday.
It's one of those national days. And what kind of dog is your favorite blanket stuffing dog?
Probably the Nathans.
Nathans are good. Anything with a snap on it, I think.
Yeah.
The Hebrew Nationals, the Nathans are good. I don't think they're as good with like a ballpark Frank.
Yeah,
I think
no.
You need to have that little bit of snap on
them. You need to have that all beef, kosher dog.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to pass up any hot dog. I don't know that I've ever had a hot dog that I didn't enjoy.
Right.
I mean, I like all forms of hot dog, corn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Footlongs. Chili.
That's the poor man's beef Wellington.
Chili dogs. Yeah, I mean, you give me a dog and I'm okay. I'm all right. We're going to make it. Yep. So anyway, yesterday was a National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Mm-hmm. Noted.
Noted. Yep. Oh boy, our Tampa Bay Lightning are down 2 games to 0 in the playoffs against their in-state rivals, the Florida Panthers. Game one, we lost 6-2. Last night, we lost 2-0. Next game is tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock down south where the Panthers live. Go Bolts. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the little bit of the game that we watched last night, it's like, did you guys get the memo that it's the playoffs and you're playing, this is the second game of two that you're going to play at home?
Right.
You know, you had an opportunity to play 2 home games to start this series and you blew both of them.
Right.
You know, how about turning the Jets up a little bit? Play like you want to win. It was kind of embarrassing, I thought, what I saw. So that's that. Go Bolts. What else? And then the NFL draft kicked off yesterday. Big surprise to a lot of football fans is that Shedeur Sanders, son of Neon Deion Sanders, wasn't picked in the first round. And I've heard a lot of things since, I guess today, because it started yesterday, is that there are a lot of coaches that he interviewed with that just don't like him. Mm. He seems to have a
bad attitude.
Well, he's a kid whose dad, Neon Deion, who's very boisterous and outspoken and that kind of thing, and thinks that he deserves the world, and there's nothing wrong with that. And he feels like he's going to go into these coaches' meetings with these teams and basically tell him how he's going to run the show.
Ah.
So I've heard that. He's a little arrogant. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some coaches that are like, I don't know if I want to deal with that.
Yeah, you sound like more trouble than you are.
And I don't know that you need to be paid a gazillion dollars to be a jerk on our team. You know what I mean? We've done that before with Aaron Rodgers. You know, we've done that. Been there, done that. You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of fun, though, to see those kids, after working so hard for so long, get the call, you know, from the coach of the team that they're going to be drafted by and become, like, instant millionaires.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's, can you imagine? This is something that you've been trying. I mean, these kids probably have been playing ever since they were like 6 years old, you know? And, you know, a lot of people, I don't think they get the disparity in people that actually go to the NFL and people that think that they could go to the NFL. There's such a small percentage of people that actually go. And it's like, When you hear somebody say, oh, yeah, but you were only a backup quarterback. You were never the starter. Yeah, but I was in the NFL. Were you?
Right.
Did you ever make it that far?
Well,
you
know, and that's, you know,
I was good enough to make it there.
Collegiate sports, and you see this when you watch, you know, collegiate sports on TV, you know, they get scholarships because they can play football, basketball, they're in the band, they can swim, they dive.
But, and another thing to add on top of that, now there's that NIL stuff where now these players are actually making money. So there are some of these players in the draft that are already millionaires because of the money that they are now able to make as college players.
Well, but what I'm saying is not every college athlete, scholarship athlete, goes pro. It's it's like 1%.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But
it's the cream of the crop for sure.
But it helps. It helps student athletes get a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maintain sports teamwork. You know it. College sports are important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not every college athlete is only 1% goes pro.
Well, and I think a lot of them realize that, and I think that is probably one of the things that motivates them to try to be the best at their position.
Right.
You know, going to this NIL thing where the players are getting paid now, I heard something the other day that said when Tim Tebow was the quarterback of the Florida Gators. There had never been a player's jersey that sold more than Tim Tebow's. And that was before NIL. Tim Tebow could have been a gazillionaire
right.
if he had gotten a part of that money, you know. And right. that's one of the things that these kids are getting now. If they're selling their jersey, they're getting a cut. That's my name on that jersey.
Well, they should.
Yeah, and they should. Should. Right. And they anyway. Should. All right, folks, we need to take a break. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I got three songs selected for this evening, all of them, because it is getting hot here in the FLA. All of them have hot in the title. This one's a little ditty called Hot Rod Lincoln. Dig it. We'll be right back. All right. Well, we are back. That was Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. Good old Commander Cody.
And that was Hannah today in a go-kart.
That's right, yeah. And during the break, we were showing Ty some pictures of old Leadfoot Hannah and that screaming little girl.
Yeah, send me those. I'll try to use those as album art.
They were coming by so fast. I mean, I was just clicking the button, hoping I got something. You know, I wasn't able to focus, but got it, yeah.
And she's just screaming.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Happy Friday. Here's something that I was... Trump, I guess it was yesterday, signed an executive order basically allowing teachers to physically discipline students. Now, they had gotten rid of that whole thing a long time ago, but he's bringing it back.
Awfully brave, what with all the guns in schools now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, as a parent, I don't know that I ever would have been happy about a teacher, you know, putting their hands on my kid. When we were in school staff, I mean, that was something that was still okay. You didn't really see a lot of it. I saw some kids get yoked up. I had teachers that would, if you weren't paying attention, just all of a sudden just rocket
an eraser at you
or something like that. But I never saw, you know, you hear about the Catholic schools where the nuns would, you know, rap you on the knuckles and stuff like that. Of course, I didn't go to Catholic school, so I never saw that. But I don't know. I was kind of, cool with them getting rid of, you know, the physical discipline,
right?
You know, from teachers. It used to be that it doesn't help anything. No, no. What's it going to do?
But, you know, again.
Is that kid now going to be like, you know what? I really learned my lesson, and now I love this teacher. I'm going to pay attention from here on out.
Yep.
Yeah. Or is that kid going, wait till I go home and get Daddy's gun. I'm coming back tomorrow.
You're on the list now.
You're on the list. Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't have a list, yeah. But now I'm making one.
Yeah, but just like all of Trump's executive orders, and, you know, he signs all these things in front of a crowd.
Well, he can't read.
In the Oval Office, you know.
So, he doesn't know what they say.
Somebody reads the order to him, and then he's like, that might be a good thing. And then he looks over at WWE's wife, what's her name, McMahon, and says, what do you think about that? Yeah, that's something they took away from us. Now we're getting it back. You know, it's like, you rednecks. You know what I mean? It's just, it's unbelievable. This whole circus is mind-boggling. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see. I mean, a lot of the executive orders that he signed off on, judges get a hold of him and are like, no.
No. They arrested a judge today.
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that.
That's comforting.
Yeah, that's, well, no, it's not comforting. But, but I don't know.
But it's the cracks are there. Mm. It's starting to fall apart, I believe.
Well, it's not going to get any better.
I know. Our dear friend Jenny, who's a teacher and been a teacher for a long time. I think she might be okay with this whole thing because I can tell she's the kind of teacher that like to yoke somebody up from time to time, and so I can see her. I mean, she is, you know, short in stature, but she'll yoke you up.
But I think she could throw a mean eraser to get your attention.
She was a ball player.
Yes, she was.
A good arm. I played catch with her. Mm-hmm. Put a little stang on you.
Yeah.
Put a little stang on you. Mm-hmm. You're going to walk around with a chalk mark on your forehead all day.
No, now it would be a dry erase.
What happened to you, Miss Jenny? Miss Jenny zinged one at me. Yep. Mm-hmm. Quite a couple over there. Child abuser and...
Oh, stop.
Dude
with, Jesus, no.
With real hairy armpits. I love them, though.
You do, and you need to be them. Nice to the people you love. We've
they
been
like you
over
for
this.
I don't know why.
Apparently, they like the abuse.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, oh, here's one of the things I got to do this weekend, Ty, and maybe you can help me. I don't know what kind of tools you might have, but as you know, and you've probably heard it here in the house, but Mom and I have been going through a bit of a rough patch, and so I decided this weekend that I have to cut my wedding band off and sort of send a message. It's like this is where we are at. I'm putting my foot down, cutting my wedding band off. And
he needs to cut it off or he's going to lose his finger.
Lose my finger, yeah. So
that's the conversation we're having.
Yeah, as the story goes, my initial wedding band was lost as I was snorkeling in Hawaii behind Magnum P.I.'s house where they filmed it. And that's the truth. But then Mom runs right out and gets me a new wedding band. But like two sizes too small.
No, it was just a half inch smaller, so it wouldn't fall off.
Well, okay, back in the day, it felt like it was a size too small. Now that I'm in my 60s, it feels like it's three sizes too small. I could not get this thing off to save my life. And now it's starting to affect my knuckle. It's like my knuckle is sore. You know what I mean? It's red around it. So I think it's time to try to cut this thing off.
Have you done the dental floss thing?
Where you wrap your finger?
Yeah.
I haven't tried that.
I don't.
My
it's
finger,
supposed to work.
My finger is so fat right now, I'm afraid my finger would just burst like a sausage. But I also heard that you can use like a dental floss almost like a garrote. Like if you get a piece under there and just saw it.
I don't know about that.
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
I tried that yesterday at work. I had a piece of wire. That was like a braided wire, and I ran it under there, and I said to my buddy Ruben, I said, okay, you pull on both ends of that, like you know, like you're trying to start a fire with it, and the wire broke, so
yeah,
didn't work, but
so we need.
He goes, oh, what you need to do is just get your grinder, and I said, you're not getting a grinder close to my finger. He goes, no, you hold it. I said, come on, you see, the skin is above the ring. there's no, it's almost like my finger is swallowing this ring.
Yes, it's trying to. Yeah. So I think he needs to soak his hand in like ice water.
Yeah. Well,
do the dental floss thing first.
And then.
We can try it. I've seen it done on like YouTube or something like that. You wrap it, mm-hmm. right?
I don't know. I think we'll you just need some tin snips. If you can get the swelling down, then just start snipping it.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody ever came up to me and said, okay, you need to give me that ring, or that's it, I'd be like, well, I guess that's it, because it's not coming off. You're gonna have to take me with it. Take me in the ring. I'm really good conversationalist. We can have a good time.
It's starting to cause, like, physical damage mm-hmm. to his hand.
Yeah, it is. So it's got
to
go.
It needs to come off. Yep. Anybody have any advice, let us know.
727-804-5891. Does he lose his finger tomorrow?
Depends on how you try to cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's good news. Trump has started selling Trump 2028 merch on his website.
Yeah, that's comforting.
Have you seen the hat? It says Trump 2028, and it sells for $50.
What a deal.
He must be stopped.
Soon.
He must be stopped. Let's get this situation figured out.
Before it gets any worse.
Yeah, right.
I mean, has it even been the 100 days?
I'm not sure. If it's not, we're close. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Obama, what a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And why? Okay. My question. Elon Musk, everybody says he's such a genius and blah, blah,
he's
blah.
True
he's
American hero. Are you kidding?
Well, if he's such a genius, why didn't he see what happened to the MyPillow guy last administration
mm-hmm.
and then put his entire fortune companies on the line.
Well, that's why you work with, like, narcissists. They don't think anything bad will happen to them.
You know, it's the MyPillow guy is sobbing in bankruptcy court.
Musk the other day told Poland,
couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Called the leader of Poland a little man. Mm-hmm. Said, look here, little man. You need my Starlink situation or you're going to be taken out by Russia. Basically, you know, threatening him. You know, it's like, excuse me?
You can't make threats.
Yeah, what?
Cyber boy?
Yeah.
You can't even make cars.
Saw this funny sticker. You know how, like, after you vote, you get the little oval sticker with the flag and it says, I voted?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I saw one the other day. It was the little oval sticker with the flag and it said, I vomited.
Yeah, I like that.
I do too. We need to print a bunch of those. I vomited.
I want one.
Yeah, right. Yep, we did the merch. We did that. Mm-hmm. Did you see the video of the Australian twins?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Okay, so they've gone viral, and it's these two Australian twins. Female twins, and they're probably, I don't know, 40s maybe, and they're recounting a situation where their mom ran up on a gunman, okay, and she originally runs up on this gunman, because
yeah, I did see some of
did
that.
Did you see some of that?
Kevin was watching,
right?
I thought that was staged. I was like, no.
No. Well, the thing is, what's weird about it is that these twins are so locked in, and this is like the weird twin stuff. They're speaking. As one. They're both speaking at the same time, and it's almost like listening to it where it's got, what do they do that?
Dolby.
Yeah, it's like.
Stereo.
It's like, what's happening here?
It was weird. I thought it was like a show or something.
So Paul says Ice Lube Jeweler, that must be a product. And then John says, Cindy says to spray it with Windex. It worked for her.
This is beyond Windex.
I think so. I think so too. Windex. This thing is like super.
It just needs to be cut off.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're like 10 years beyond.
Yeah.
You got a belt you want to bite on?
Windex. Yeah. It's, well, and it's crazy because your other ring, you cracked it.
Yeah.
And it's like, why won't that one crack?
Yeah.
If it would just crack.
Yeah, I don't know.
We could.
Well, the other one cracked because I did something to it at work. It must be pretty strong. I mean, this is 14 karat gold, which is not, I mean, it's a soft metal, but it's, I mean, this thing is locked in there, brother.
Yeah, so no, there's
got to get it off though, because it is starting to do some damage to my hand. So
it is.
Yep. Anyway, so that's that.
Either
but
that or
but
lose
thank
your
you. Thank you for the advice.
I appreciate
it. Yeah. We will. Yeah. I don't know. It might be that I just put my hand in the garbage disposal.
Oh, like you've never done that before.
When you hear it rattling around in there, you know it's off.
We did it.
To my horror, I'm like, honey, there's something wrong with the garbage disposal. Here, let me check. And I'm like, oh my God. Right. Don't put your hand in there.
Yep. Let's see. RFK Jr. is looking to get rid of food dyes by next year. And
Easter will be very boring.
Dad, that's good. That's nice. He says he agrees with Steph. Let's just cut the finger off.
I meant the ring.
No, this says cut off finger with two exclamation points and a winky face. Thanks, Dad.
Take pictures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know some great wound care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like when he was losing his kidney. I was thinking, yeah, take both.
Mm-hmm. You're horrible.
Come at me, dude.
I'm going to go get the kitchen scissors. Right.
Yeah, they're kitchen shears. They're supposed to cut chicken bones.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Just saying it might work.
We have a plan B.
Right. Chicken bones. I got your chicken bones.
Where, in your legs?
Yeah. Shut up, Ty. No, but the RFK Jr. says that he wants to get rid of all food dyes by next year. And I'm not so sure that that's a bad thing. This might be the smartest thing that he said so far.
It's a pretty low bar.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a low bar. Just about every other country in the world has done away with food dyes. I mean, what was it? We got rid of red dye, I mean, mm-hmm. years ago.
Well, a certain red dye. It was like red 15.
Something, yeah.
That was contributing to autism.
I don't think so.
According to this guy, everything contributes to autism.
Autism doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, if you listen to him, he thinks so. Did you hear about the registry that he wants to start?
Yeah, no, they're going to start sending people to camps.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad news. Mm-hmm. And I heard a theory the other day about the reason that he wants to create this registry. What he's hoping is that people now, because they're afraid that they're going to get their personal records, their medical records, they're going to stop going to the doctor. So they're not going to be diagnosed as autistic.
Mm-hmm.
Then when those autistic numbers go down, now he's going to be able to go out and say, there you go. I cured autism.
Yeah, no, that's not how it works. No.
They can't get rid of the autistic people. We'll never have tech support again.
We'll never have any inventions ever again.
Great piano players.
Okay, so I just got a text message.
Oh, boy. So everybody's on board with me losing the finger.
No, not at all. But thank you, Nurse Jen, for listening.
Hey.
She said, reduce the swelling with ice.
Okay.
Lube up his hand and go to a jeweler or a piercing place.
Lube up the hand.
They'll cut it off.
What we have in the
what?
Thanks, Jen. Thanks for listening.
Nope.
What lube works best?
Nope.
I'd go with an oil-based, more of a Vaseline.
Nothing with the warming.
On that one.
Nothing that's going to give me a nice sensation. Oh, we're having some fun. Hey, that's nice that Nurse Jen called or texted.
Texted.
How great
I'm
is
so
that?
Glad she's listening. Thanks, Nurse Jen. We love you. I already miss you.
I haven't met you, but I hear great things about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, miracle worker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's see. What else do we have here? Ty, you have spoken. You haven't spoken about it in a while, but there was a time when you were really into your death metal heyday that you thought about getting some tattoos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you haven't really spoken about it in a while, and you don't have any tattoos.
I'm poor.
But are you at the point
they
now?
They cost money.
Are you at the point now where it's like, what am I? I'm almost 35.
Well, at this point, I can't have any identifying marks. Because they're already going to send me to the camp, so.
Oh, my God. So
I got to buy some time.
Mom and I are driving to Celebration Station today, and I see this Hispanic-looking dude walking down the sidewalk, shirtless, covered in tattoos, and I was like, are you out of your mind? Cover that up.
Get inside.
Are you tempting fate? What is wrong with you?
It's like,
are you looking for a vacation?
Do we have a t-shirt in the car we can throw to him? Please.
What is wrong with you, man?
I don't know who you are, but save yourself. Put this on.
No bueno, dude.
Anyway, with the tattoos, I heard something the other day that said comedian Pete Davidson says that he has had 30% of his tattoos removed.
Well, most of his were terrible anyway.
And he admits that. And he says that, he says, look, I went through a real rough patch in my life. My dad was one of the first responders, 9/11. And so I lost my dad. And I didn't know. I didn't know where my life was going. I didn't really care. And I was just doing whatever I could do to sort of rebel. So I just started getting all these tattoos. And he's covered with them.
Yeah.
You know.
Not anymore.
Yeah, but he's got 30%. That means he's still got a lot more to remove. But, yeah, anyway, I don't know.
It's more painful to have them removed than to get them.
What about that chick, Kat Von D? Yeah, remember, she used to have the tattoo show, right?
She's a Nazi.
Well, apparently.
Is she?
Yeah,
she might be. Well, anyway, I heard she got real religious and decided that she didn't want to have her tattoos anymore. So instead of having them removed, she had them all blacked out. So now it's like her entire back and her arms are solid black. Have you seen
censored.
Those? Have you seen that where people just black them out? Mm-hmm. I mean, so literally, her whole back is just black. I mean, like ink black. Yeah, and both her arms, ink black.
Weird.
Yeah. That seems to me that to be more painful than having them removed.
Mm-hmm. I'd wear long sleeves.
Look, man, I think if you committed to having the tattoo, you keep it. You know?
Yeah.
You paid for it. You know, there had to be a reason. A lot of people get tattoos. I mean, like my tattoos, they represent something. I mean, now, look, there are people that have, like, the Tasmanian devil and stuff like that. But other than that,
if you got it, when you were 18, you know, it still represents...
I'm a fan of the tattoo.
Where you were, where your mind was at that point, and as a parent...
Well, it's a journey. It's part of your life. It's part of your life's journey. And as a
grandparent, you can go, all right, so you see, when I was 18, I thought I knew everything.
Yeah.
And I thought this was really cool.
I think tattoos look pretty badass.
But now... thinking it wasn't the best choice to get the Tasmanian devil, you know, running between my boobs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like a, right. I saw a guy one time, pretty hardened criminal, and right under each eye, on one eye underneath it said F, and under the other one it said U.
Uh-huh.
I was like... Oh.
Now that.
Making friends.
Making friends, yeah.
There you go.
Big Gator fan.
Yeah, right.
If you look in the mirror.
Right. So anyway, did we finish with the Australian twins? It's bizarre. If you haven't seen the Australian twins, just Google them. Google it. But it's amazing to me. They truly... when you're watching it, it's like, did they rehearse this?
No.
But you can tell that they don't. And do you have any idea how annoying it would be to have both of them in the room at the same time during a conversation and be like, okay, one of you just shut it for a minute.
We only need one of you
to tell the story. You know.
Well, it's like watching the girls, the twins, the house flipping show.
Right, right.
They do that a lot.
Well, the thing about these two, they're Australian, and they have really whiny Australian, heavy Australian accents, and it's like, ugh. It's a lot. It's a lot to listen to.
That was a little insensitive. Trying to get canceled for that one. Right. Losing fans in Australia.
We're not going to get canceled because of the Pope Hammer. We're going to get canceled because of the Australian twins that talk at the same time.
Oh, no.
Right. Yep. Let's see what we can do to get canceled this week.
I swear that is your goal every week.
It is not.
How far can we push it
now
before we get canceled?
This might get us canceled.
Cool.
I'm sure a lot of you know the actor Peter Falk. He was Columbo for many years. One more question. Yeah. That was Peter Falk. Before I go, let me just ask you one more thing.
He was also in The Princess Bride.
But anyway, he had a fake eye, right? And we were watching an Alfred Hitchcock episode the other night, and it was a young Peter Falk. And I think it was... I don't know. He was young. I don't know when he lost his eye or how he lost his eye. I should have looked that up. But he was playing it off pretty good. I think as he got older, it started to float a little bit. But when he was younger, I think he must have had the eye socket muscle still there where he was keeping it pretty focused. Mm-hmm. When he was Columbo, sometimes he was looking at like two different people at once.
Well, he's studying. He's trying to take in his surroundings.
Focusing on you and then studying the room around him, looking for clues.
Looking for clues.
He's a true detective. He's the best. I love Columbo.
I do too.
I have the box set. I have the whole thing.
I was going to say, there's a whole channel on Roku.
Yeah.
I've been watching Carol Burnett.
And like everybody is in Columbo.
Everybody.
Like Jeff Goldblum's in an episode, Jamie
Everybody.
Lee Curtis.
Everybody.
Like, yeah, I've seen so many people.
So Jamie just says, someone wiped the sign off. We're back to 0 days without incident. I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, no.
I have to think about that one.
Is this the bingo chart? Did the aliens show up? I know those were on the thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot about the bingo.
Right. Well, she's not the only one that has the bingo chart. I've seen other people on TikTok that have them as well. But
no, but Jamie's was pretty drastic.
Mm-hmm. Who are we at war with now?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Right. Let's see, what else can I put on here before we're very close to break. We might as well go to break. All right, folks, take a break. Rest a little bit. Regroup. Regroup a little bit. We got a whole nother hour to try to get canceled here. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're going to take this break. It's our halfway point. During the break, I've got a slew of promos that I'm going to play. And do yourself a favor and check them out because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete. These promos are of shows that come on later this evening and then throughout the weekend. Check them out. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. The song I'm going to play at the end of the promos is Hot Tamales. Told you, all the songs have hot in the title. Bye, Damon Fowler. We'll be right back, or back in a minute or two.
Sunshine, 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, Damon Fowler, Red Hot, Hot Tamales. Hot Tamales, an old Robert Johnson song. I said at the beginning of the show that all of our songs this evening were going to have hot in the title because it is about to get really hot here in the FLA. We're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along. Here in the studio, we got me, got my blushing bride, Steph, and our boy, Ty Ginn. We are the Marco Radio. Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
See what happens when you try to cut the ring off during the break?
Yeah,
save it for when you're on air.
Yeah, so a couple of things happened during the break. Ty went and got a little cutting tool. To cut this ring off, and I just tried it briefly, and it's not going to be easy to do.
It
might draw blood. Another thing that happened during the break is I got a text.
You'll faint, then it'll be up to me.
I got a text from your grandfather, Ty, and said, do not listen to your dad. Do not get tattoos. Double exclamation points. So anyway, one of the things that I wanted to mention, if you were listening to the promos, one of the promos was about the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Radio St. Pete is broadcasting live from there during the duration of the festival.
Right.
Or at least this weekend anyway.
I would assume next weekend as well.
Yeah, we had an opportunity. Joe B., the head honcho here at Radio St. Pete, sent an email before the show saying that if we wanted to, that we could break into the feed from down there in New Orleans. Listen, we're not that technical here. I mean, the possibility of trying to break in from our feed to that feed, we could lose the whole thing.
Right.
you guys wouldn't be able to hear us get canceled.
Right.
You know, and then these people down in New Orleans, all of a sudden they're going to hear this.
You know? They don't know us.
They don't know us, which might be a good thing. Who are these crackers?
We've been trying. Yeah. I mean, for 10 years.
Right.
We've been trying to get Radio St. Pete for us to be able to go to the New Orleans Jazz
We've been to the festival, like 4 times now? And unbelievable artist. During the break, one of the things I did is I looked up the 2025 Jazz Fest lineup, and you got artists like Lil Wayne, Lenny Kravitz, Luke Combs, Burna Boy, Kermit Ruffins, Galactic, Pearl Jam is going to be there.
Pearl Jam was there the year that
Casey Musgraves, Harry Connick Jr., Babyface, Dave Matthews Band, John Fogerty, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, the Revivalists. We've seen them there.
Yes, we have. We saw the Revivalists.
Dumpsters of Funk. They're going to be there.
In the Rain.
Cyril Neville. Yep. Cheap Trick is going to be there. Cage the Elephant. Diana Krall, who is married to Elvis Costello, is going to be there. Samantha Fish, she's a fantastic female blues artist. She can play the guitar like nobody's business. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Brandon Marsalis, Ricky Lee Jones. Come on, man. Chucky's in Love. Taj Mahal, he's always there. Love Taj Mahal. Better Than Ezra. Tab Benoit, love him. Mark Broussard, also fantastic. Just Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, the Wailers.
It is.
I'm just looking through this. Walter Trout, Tuba Skinny. Love me some Tuba Skinny. Jake Shimabukuro.
If you ever have the opportunity to go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage
Festival. I think everybody's got to do it once. I mean, we've been there. We saw the Boss there.
Yes.
We saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers there. Lenny Kravitz gave a great show. We saw the Who. And guess who was the drummer? Zach Starkey.
We saw Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga
and Tony Bennett. Yeah.
I mean, just.
If you ever get a chance, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot of people. You're walking around all day with like 200,000 people. It's a lot. If you're not a crowd person, you're going to be a little overwhelmed.
It is a musical experience.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
That is second to none.
They've got like 12 big stages. They've got a blues tent, a jazz tent, and these tents hold 1,000 people. I mean, these are tents.
And it's hard to choose.
We saw I had to pull myself out of the blues tent watching Robert Cray just tearing it up to go watch The Who. You know what I mean? That's the kind of festival it is.
Exactly.
So it's fantastic. If you ever get a chance to go to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, all credit goes to my dad. I never even heard about it until my dad turned me on to it. And
we had...
He's always been a big force in my musical... interest.
Yes.
You know, so.
And you're hot, you're dirty. It's a racetrack.
He's not a snappy dresser, but man, he does know his music.
He's on his way over.
Right. Forget about being canceled. Yeah,
right. Gonna get paddled.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You're about to be schooled in proper dressing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Trump also went on Truth Social and called Harvard anti-Semitic. So he's really trying.
Well, he would know.
He's really trying to make friends. Somebody came out and said that that's only because they wouldn't allow his son Barron to get into the school or any of his other two knucklehead sons to get into the school.
Well, you have to be smart to go
there. Yeah, right. He thought that money could buy their way in. But, that's what's happening. Yeah, Harvard, anti-Semitic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
No.
I trust Trump.
Nope. Okay.
Let's see. There was, oh, okay. Let's talk about poop.
Cool.
Okay, so I was listening to the show.
All right, Mom, I hope you're not having dinner.
Yeah, right.
Too late.
So I was listening to this show the other day, and they had this poop doctor on. Because for a couple of weeks now, there have been a couple of members of this show that, you know, one person says, I haven't pooped in like 4 days. Vicky agrees. So not a snappy dresser.
Oh. You know what? Whatever plans they had, they're coming.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I was listening to this show, and they had this poop doctor on. And it was pretty interesting because the you know, up for like 2 weeks, these guys were talking about their poop habits. And one person said, I haven't pooped in like 4 days, you know, and, you know, starting to be worried about it. But he said, like, I've been on this diet, so I'm not eating a lot, you know, but still 4 days without pooping. That's not good at all.
You gotta be miserable.
Right. You gotta be, you know, but claiming that he wasn't miserable, but still everybody else was like, this is not good. You're going to, you know, going to go sepsis. You're going to do this and da, 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 da. So anyway, they got this poop doctor on, and the poop doctor, one of the biggest questions they asked was, how many times a day should you poop? And she said once a day. And so, and the one person says, yeah, but I eat good. I exercise every day, and I'm easily 3, maybe 4 times a day. And she says, there's something wrong with your diet. You should not be pooping that many times a day. And she was like, you know, asking him all these questions about, well, what are you eating? And he goes, well, I eat a lot of salads. She says, bingo. She says, a lot of people think eat salads because it's good for your digestion. She said, salads are one of the hardest things on your gut. She said, it's not good. If you want to have regular bowel movements that are well-shaped, the right color and that kind of thing, she was saying, cut out the coffee, cut out the tea, cut out the soda, drink lots of water. She says, start eating more eggs, fish, chicken, and steamed vegetables. So that's the clue right there. That's the remedy. If you're not a regular or good pooper, do that. One of the other things said, if you have not pooped, like you need to poop, she says, this is the thing that will work every time. She says 2 tablespoons of Epsom salts, in water. Drink 2 tablespoons of Epsom salts in water. She says, you will poop immediately.
Oh, okay.
So do it when you're close to the toilet. One of the other things she said is if you're having a hard time, she says absorbate. Absorbate is sort of like a digestive something.
Enhancer?
Yeah. Every time you eat, take some absorbate, and you can get that through nature's resources.com. Go to that. And absorbate. Start mixing that in with your diet, your meals, that kind of thing. But yeah, if you're pooping more than once a day, it's too much. Fix your diet, she said. What else did she say? I was running out of room to write these notes.
It was a lot of poop.
Yeah, it was a lot of poop talk. Yeah. So if you can fix your bowel movements, you'll have more energy, better, your color will be better. Your skin will be clearer. You'll sleep better. So there's all kinds of, she says, really your digestive system has a lot to do with your overall health
yeah. and well-being.
So if you're a regular and it's a good regular, you know, well-shaped, good color, you know, good consistency. You're going to be good to go.
What Stephen King book was that? And I want to say it was like Dark Tower or something,
mm-hmm.
where they start, the story begins
right.
with the old woman
yeah.
sitting on the porch.
Trying to crap?
And no, yeah. she, you know, somebody came to see her and, you know, how are you today? She's like, I'm great. I had a great, well-formed poop.
TMI, TMI.
To start my day.
Right, right.
You know, and then, of course, you know, it's Stephen King. You know, the rest of the story.
Yeah, we talk about poop quite often on the show. And, you know, the, I don't know if it was a Salt and Pepper or whoever it was, the Let's Talk About Sex, Baby.
Yeah.
I want to do a parody song, Let's Talk About Poop, Baby. So before all of our poop sections, I can play that. Let's talk about poop, baby.
We need a heavy metal version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw us a clip, Ty.
Let's talk about poop.
No, it needs to be the screamy version.
Mm-hmm. Right. Screamo version of Let's Talk About Poop.
Poop. Mm-hmm. You got to poop.
Yeah.
Every day. Once a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's something. 14% of people say they change the way they speak depending on the crowd they're in. Ty, I've noticed that you go real urban, depending on who you're hanging out with. And I don't know where you got it because you never were real urban, hung out real urban. But you got a twang to you.
Well, look here. I know some people that you don't.
Just because you say they're your friends doesn't mean you're not racist.
Don't talk about my homies that way.
No, I think it's absolutely true. I've seen people change their whole dialect, their whole speaking mannerisms to fit into the crowd, you know. And
well, you're different people to different people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I will change my voice to try to be funny, but it's never. I don't know that I would ever go so far as to be in a group of. People of a different race or a different culture to try to fit in. It's like if I'm around a bunch of tech geniuses, I'm not going to all of a sudden start speaking like Indian.
Now we're canceled.
Or that would be, wouldn't have a clue.
You just quit while you're ahead.
I can't help it, man.
We're already losing.
I can't stop. Somebody stop me.
Someday.
I'm sure they will.
Don't make it can happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't feel like I do that, but I think probably we all sort of will try to fit in or acclimate to a different crowd situation. I mean,
well,
would you do it to try to fit in so that you're not like left out of the conversation, or would you do it to try to not get beat up? You know what I mean? You're, it's like I'm one of you, man. You know what I mean? I'm part of the crew here.
Just try to get along with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to change your voice up or anything like that. You're inflection or anything.
You're toeing the line.
So I'm just telling you, Ty, next time you're around your homies, you can just use the voice that you use around us. I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
I'm sure.
They'll be like, you know what, that guy, Ty, he's pretty real, man. He thinks he's like us, but he's not. He used to be like us when he used his voice, but not now. It's going back to the other thing. Let's see. Where are we at? Man, we're already up to a break almost. What can I squeeze in here? Okay, real quick. People Magazine's most beautiful person in the world, not People Magazine's sexiest man on the planet. People Magazine's most beautiful person in the world. Who do you suppose it is?
This year. Mm.
It's a woman.
Probably someone I've never heard of.
You have. It's a woman. She is my age.
Jennifer Aniston.
Nope. Mm-mm, that'd be a good guess, but nope, that's not it. Somebody, I'm going to give you some dark hair, big in the 80s. She was like one of the, in all the 80s movies, she was the, usually a lot of times the hot chick that was difficult. She played a
Ally Sheedy.
No, she played a military woman where she shaved her head.
Oh, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Demi Moore is People Magazine's most beautiful person in the world this year. 62-year-old Demi Moore. Yep. She's had a lot of work done, but she's had it done well. I'm telling you, she was I think Demi Moore was always a very, very pretty woman, even as a young girl, very pretty. And I think that what she's done now, I mean, look, you've seen some people get the surgeries and they come out looking like a mess.
Right.
She still is pretty good looking. She still looks like Demi Moore.
I still think she's done too much.
Well, I think anything is too much, but, you know, I don't know. I can see that.
You know, and I get that. I love the fact, you know, Bruce Willis is, you know, going through.
And does she have a movie coming out that they're trying to promote?
Well, maybe that too. But no, I've been very impressed, and this has nothing to do with looks.
Right.
And beauty shouldn't be about looks. It should be about who you are as a person.
Right.
And
Beauty
from within. And, you know, they have children. Her ex-husband is going through something.
Yep.
Horrific.
Mm-hmm.
That is affecting not only her but her children and his current wife, and they are all working together as a unit. To me, that's beauty.
Yep, it is. Absolutely. Time for a break.
Yes.
On that note, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We have this last song that we're going to play. Well, not our last song, but it's the song that...
The third hot song.
It's the third hot song of the evening. And this one, well, you decide.
Okay.
All right. Well, just a little song about a cat.
Are we still on air? Are you sure?
That was Apple Butter Express, folks. About a precocious cat. Anyway.
Well.
727-804-5891 is the number to call.
Let us know if we're still on.
Joe B. in New Orleans, frantically trying to pull the...
Wading through a crowd.
Now they've done it.
Pushing people down.
Now they've done it. Yep. So that happened. So
he gets in these moods, and there's nothing I can do.
Sometimes.
Well.
Well.
Oh, my God. Did you see the story about the dude in New York? He was arrested for having child pornography, right? So when they're raiding his house, they're going through all his computer stuff. And lo and behold, they end up arresting his younger brother, too, because there was a video of the younger brother having sex with a cow.
Oh, good.
Was he wearing his Trump hat at the time?
I hope so. Hold on.
According to what I have, we're still alive. For now.
The FCC wants to come in person.
They want to see what's on my computer.
Next week, we'll have two members of the FCC. No, but can you imagine? So you got one brother being arrested for having a child pornography, and then the other brother, the younger brother, being arrested because there's a video of him having sex with a cow. So, can you imagine the next family reunion? The pedophile brother has to feel lucky that he's not the weird one.
Oh. How close are we to the end?
Not close.
Shut
enough.
It off.
We haven't even talked about Amish porn yet.
Shut it off.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm sorry. Hey, here's something. If you love fair food, you know, everything deep fried and stuff like that, all the different combinations of food that they put together, deep fry them, do whatever they do, fair food, right? There's a place in Bradenton called Juicy's Famous Fair Food. And supposedly, if you look it up, go Google it, Juicy's Famous Fair Food, if you look at the menu, you want to go. It's like, can you imagine a whole restaurant just, they've taken everything from the fair food and they've turned it into a restaurant.
They'll even deep fry Pepto-Bismol and Tums for you.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to need it.
Yeah. You might want to start with those.
But Bradenton is what? Bradenton's on the other side of the Skyway?
It's a drive.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going all that way to get me some fair food. I don't even go to the fair for fair food. But I don't know. There's a lot of people that, you know, that's the whole reason that they go to the fair is for the fair food.
The foodies.
They don't care about the ride. They're just looking for, get me a deep fried something here. There, you know.
Look,
now you got a whole place.
You eat all the food. You can't ride a fair ride.
Mm-hmm.
It will be sprayed upon all of the other patrons.
That's part of the fun.
Yep.
I'm so surprised Millie did not throw up on the go-kart.
Oh, my God. Me too, given the fact that she definitely gets car sick. So, yep. We were lucky. Hannah was lucky because it would have, not the way she was driving. It would have been all over the track. Somebody was spun out, probably lost their life. Spun out and Millie puke. I lost control in turn two. Got into a little puke. Turns out it was from a little six-year-old girl. It was her birthday. Do you guys, when you're shopping, do you ask for paper receipts?
Yes.
At Walmart.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that said, turns out paper receipts, specifically thermal paper, can be harmful due to the chemicals used in their printing process.
Can't have nothing.
I know. Bisphenol A or bisphenol S can be absorbed through the skin and are linked to various health concerns. So,
great. My car is full of receipts, so... Yeah. I'm just breathing that in.
Clean those out tomorrow. Yeah.
Hot boxing that.
Apparently, the main thing it causes anal seepage. So, cool. Watch out.
So far, so good.
Well, there are a lot of things.
If you've been backed up for a couple of days, start rubbing some receipts.
There are a lot of things that I don't bag when I self-check out.
Right.
And then, you know, because I have non-bagged items, they want to see my receipt. Well, I don't have my email on my phone. It's like, just print the paper out.
I always do the self-checkout at Walmart, and you can pick not to get a receipt, but then they're going to ask you for the receipt.
Well, then when you go to CVS or Walmart, don't you get like the... 10-foot long receipt?
CVS. You get the 10-foot long receipt of coupons.
Mm-hmm.
If you bought one thing, it's still 5 feet long.
Right.
You're still in the Olympics, in the ribbon dancing when you hit the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that we have time for. Things women are embarrassed about that men don't care about. And I have a list here. Something that you're embarrassed about that you think I just don't care about?
Oh, I have no idea.
What about like a clean house?
We've been married too long.
Yeah. Sneezing. A lot of women, they try to hide a sneeze.
Nope.
I let it fly. I mean, I actually love sneezing. Farts or burps, women sort of. They'd be embarrassed about that.
Just let it out, man.
No,
just
let it go.
Yeah. Driver's license photos.
Oh.
I couldn't care less.
Well,
it's bad.
Who's going to see it?
It's never good.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I found out the other day, next year, I'm going to have to get a new picture. And well, I've had the same picture for like 20 years.
You don't have it here in the room. Maybe we could make the decision now whether you need to or not.
Well, no, DMV says I have to. Yeah. So I might hit the makeup counter at Macy's before I go.
Because by next year, women won't be able to drive anymore.
Oh, right.
Right. Right. Right.
So
right.
I don't need to worry.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Mm-mm.
You're going to be home churning butter. And your big hoop skirt and all.
And reading the Bible.
And your bonnet. Mm-hmm.
I'm old, so.
Raising them youngins.
They're going to just throw in kids. Mm-hmm.
Something that women are embarrassed about, re-wearing the same outfit.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wearing the same thing as someone else at an event.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's cool. You got a shirt twin.
Yep. Something else. Acne flare-ups. A rando pimple. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not cool about it.
Look, when I was a kid, I was totally embarrassed about it. But now, I almost
a little
pimple or something, some sort of something on my face. I'm like, look at that. Still got some youth in me.
Look at me
now. Look at that. Look at that. Hey, little fella.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Back in
Thanks
the day.
Thanks for your support.
Back in the day, I would have taken a jackhammer to you, but I'm gonna leave you alone. I think let's get comfortable here.
Ride this one out.
Makes me look younger. Look at that guy. He's got gray hair, but that pimple makes me think he might be younger than.
Than what he's just had a hard life.
He's had a hard life.
He's like that Steve Martin.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it that the weird brother is the one having sex with the cow. How do you film that? Who's filming that?
I feel like you have to have help.
Are you setting up a tripod? Let's hope that you're setting up a tripod, because if you're not, somebody else is aiding and abetting.
Right.
That person should also be locked up. Definitely. If that person didn't go, dude, let's not do this.
Whose cow was it?
Whose cow is this?
Dude lives in New York. He doesn't have a cow.
What kind of consent? What kind of consent did you get from this? Did you talk to the farmer about this?
Was it his cow?
I don't know. Anyway. So I mentioned earlier Amish porn, and some of the top male actors would be Abram Cobhammer, Long Jonas Stupenberger, Levi Grabber, Oral Hungstetler, and Jebediah Dangler. So if you're looking at Amish porn, maybe look at some of those guys.
Well, they don't have the internet, so.
I don't even want to know how you got that information.
I don't know. I guess I was scrolling. Okay. How do you think I got the story about the dude having sex with the cow?
Uh-huh.
Just kidding. let's see. Oh, well, Pam Bondi has got her new task force to eliminate anti-Christian bias. And apparently they had their first meeting this week.
Right.
So it's they're up and running.
Yeah, they're getting ready to do something.
Yeah.
Does that mean if you're not a Christian, you're biased against them?
Well, it just means that if you're in the office place and you're saying anything that has anything to do with LGBTQ, you could be reported. I don't know what they do with you if you're reported, take you in the back room and spank you or something like that. I don't know where this goes. What is going to be the outcome of this?
Nothing good.
No,
doesn't seem very positive.
They claim if you Google it, it says that they claim that they don't want anybody to be looked down on because they're using their Christian religion to not get vaccines and stuff like that. They don't want them to be discriminated against or looked down on because of that.
You do, you do.
Mm-hmm. So your mother said she's not old enough for this show.
Yeah.
One of the things I saw this week that I thought would be a cool thing, you said that for Millie's birthday, you got her like this science kit.
Yes.
Like a beginner science kit, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then the other day on TikTok, I saw this really cool thing where it's like you take a paper cup, you take three popsicles, and you create a U. And then you create, then you attach that U to the bottom of the paper cup. Not the, well, to the top of the paper cup upside down, right? So you're basically creating like a hot air balloon kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just three things. And then you take a small candle and you melt it so it sticks on that bottom popsicle stick. And then when you light it, supposedly, I saw the video, saw two different videos, it will... It'll elevate the cup.
That's a cool way to burn the house down.
Good thing to teach a six-year-old.
Especially
try this when there's no parents around.
Especially during a drought in Florida.
Yeah, right.
We might try that during the rainy season.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it would be pretty cool to do.
Do something a little safer. Here, go throw around this bag of hammers.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Some Pope hammers.
Do something safe. Hang out with your pops.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week we talked about the new anticipated 2026 Volkswagen Karmann Ghia coming out, and I've seen even more pictures of it. It looks so badass.
I don't think you talked about it last week on the show.
I think we did. I think I mentioned it. Did we?
I'm pretty sure you mentioned it.
Did you mention it?
I think I mentioned it, yeah.
All right, because you were talking to me about it.
I've seen a couple of videos of it where they give, like, the inside, the outside. It's really, really badass. I'm really anticipating this thing to launch next year. They say that the base model is, like, $40,000, which I don't think is that outrageous for a brand-new car these days.
Yeah,
I think they start there, you know what I mean? But apparently they have like a four-cylinder, a six-cylinder, and then they have an EV model, so which I imagine would be really expensive. But they're really cool looking. But what got me to mention this again this evening is that we just recently changed our cable affiliation. We're no longer with Spectrum, so we're now with Wow. Mm-hmm. So our channels are completely off the hook. So, but one of the things we get is this channel called Torque. And one of the things that we've done over the last couple of evenings is we really love watching the Barrett-Jackson auto auctions. And, some of these cars go for $1 million, and it might be like a 1955 Buick Skylark convertible or something, mm-hmm. Something like that, that it's been completely redone. I mean, I could watch those shows. I love old cars.
Oh, I love old cars.
Yeah, I love old cars, and especially when you see them, And when you know that they paid like $7,000 for this car, and now it's going for anywhere from $50,000 to $150,000, it's like, wow.
I love, I love the car auctions.
Yeah, I do too. So you got the Barrett-Jackson auto auction, and there's also Meekums.
Right.
Meekums does another one. Both of them are basically the same.
But it is so awesome.
Every kind of car you can imagine. I mean, they have every kind of car you can imagine. I mean, it's some beautiful cars.
You've never heard of.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've Googled, and it's like, how am I not aware of this super cool old car?
We somehow have a mosquito here in the studio that is eating my ankles up.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you. Just thought I'd let you know my discomfort over here as I'm trying to entertain you all.
Okay.
This is what I do.
We'll bring up the spray.
I'm working through a crisis here.
He's being attacked.
Being attacked.
By a blood-sucking monster.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's that. What else do we have? Do I have anything else? I don't know that I do. Ty, you posted something earlier today on Facebook talking about a new show for your band.
On Facebook?
Or I thought I saw it.
I haven't been on Facebook.
Oh, I thought.
Somebody
must have done it.
Somebody. I thought I saw a post that talked about a new show. When's your next show?
When is that? May 9th. And that's going to be Speakeasy on Central, downtown.
Downtown St. Pete, so close.
Yeah, yeah. Very close. Yeah.
2101 Central Avenue.
I can try to, I'll try to pull up the thing real quick. Oh, here
it's a Friday, so we've got logistics to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're playing with Sendall, Mind Virus, Dissectomy, and the Burial Metal Font. Hold on.
Dissectomy, is that just penis removal?
Probably. The Burial Ground is the other band.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, cool bands. Mind Virus, I've heard a lot of good things about.
Nice.
Love it.
So.
And I love that it's local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown, St. Pete.
Much better than the last show where we drove 3 hours to Orlando.
All the way up to Horlando.
So May 9th. Yep. Yeah. Love it.
So I guess on Sunday we're going to have a little get-together, another celebration of Sweet Baby Millie's 6th birthday.
Yeah.
A little something-something. Tomorrow I got to mow the yard, and I want to finish screening in the side porch. Got to throw that door on there. We got a new screen door, wooden screen door to put on there.
Make sure it's Python-proof.
Python-proof, yeah.
Everything that's going in is Python-proof.
Yeah, we got it all screened in except the door. Just need to mount the door, and then we're ready to go.
Yeah,
ready to go, so that'll be cool.
But, Sunday I'm going to set up the croquet got and the pool.
The pool's all ready to go. If you want to come by, swing on by.
Giant sorry. I'm bringing it all out.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. here's some quotes. What's the difference between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and autistic children? Autistic children have families who love them.
Oh. That's hard. Yeah.
This one says, do you think bugs are born knowing they can walk up walls, or do they just accidentally do it one day and go, bro?
Have you tried?
Yeah. I like this one. If you're attracted to both men and women, but neither of them find you attractive, I'm afraid you're by yourself. this one's great, and this one's from Bill Clinton. Call me crazy, but I think insider trading should be investigated as thoroughly as blowjobs. Bill Clinton, everybody.
Martha went to prison.
Yes, she did.
I am going to repeat that. Mm-hmm.
This one says, patience, what you have when there are too many witnesses. And the last one says, if your voice held no power, they wouldn't try to silence you. And those are the quotes. Ain't that the truth? All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We have come to the end of the program. Steph, do you have anything you want to add here at the very end of the show?
Happy birthday, Millie.
Yes.
I can't believe it's been 6 years. That's so crazy.
Oh, SBM is 6.
And if you go back in the archives for, new listeners or newer listeners.
Try to get her on the show one time, but she talked really loud, so.
No.
Turn her mic down.
When she was born 6 years ago, there were shows where we had her.
Yeah, holding her.
Live in as we're doing studio the show. Right. As an infant, and we'd be like, okay, well, we need to take this break now.
Yeah.
And it was like in NASCAR. It was
I
like
hope she gets over the fact that we put our hand over her face whenever she started to squawk and stuff like
a
that.
A pit stop.
Shut that kid up.
It's like, all right, you make the bottle. I'll change the diaper. We've got 3 minutes.
Play the promos.
Get back on air.
Yeah. Anyway, Ty, you have anything you want to add?
Come out May 9th. Do the metal. Do the mosh.
What's the place called again?
Speakeasy.
Speakeasy. Central Avenue, downtown St. Pete.
2101 Central Avenue. And they're closing off part of the street.
Be there or be triangular.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I will say Semper Fi Devil Dogs. I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time. I want to thank everybody that texted us.
Thanks, Texas.
This evening and played along. Listen, I truly appreciate that. We don't get, like, any calls. But that's I almost appreciate the text messages more than the calls. So thank you so much for playing along. It means so much to me. And we got, like, a little crew, and I dig it. So... And we've been doing this for like 10 years.
Almost 10.
Yeah.
We're going to have a today.
Until today. This could
We're
be the
have
last
a celebration
show.
In November.
We might
Stay
not be
tuned.
On air right now.
According to what I have, we are.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, let's see. We got, I guess, a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Weather-wise, get outside and do stuff, but be careful. And... we love speaking with you every Friday evening, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Friday evening. I guess that's it. Enjoy a little of In Spite of Ourselves, beautifully done by two of my besties, Paul and Jenny Hunley. We will see you next week.